At North Point Executive Suites, we provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. And technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rates without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Our service is second to none. Visit our privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Call us at 678-242-5200 or visit northpointexecutivesuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Veritech. Veritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studios here at North Point Executive Suites. I am Mike Salmon alongside my better half, John Ray. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike. It's great to be here. Always great to be with you.
It's always good to be here.
Absolutely.
Because we always meet great business people. And today's no exception. We've got three business leaders here in the studio with us. We'll be joined by Craig Ganzel with Basecamp Networks, Joanne Newell with Center for Energy Healing, and Dr. Charles Krieger with Krieger Health Solutions. But before we get to our first guest, you've got some housekeeping to take care of.
Let's talk about Ferritech. Ferritech is an authorized HP and Xerox dealer that also sells and services all leading brands of toner, printers, copiers, and computer hardware. Ferritech has certified service technicians that provide on-site service and a delivery team that offers free local delivery and pickup 5 days a week. For more information, visit Ferritech.com. That's Ferritech.com.
And our thanks to Ferritech. Because of their support, we're able to bring you business leaders and talk about the great businesses in the North Fulton area. All right, our first guest from Basecamp Networks is Craig Ganzel. And Craig is the founder and CEO. So we're starting right at the top. Craig, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
First question. It's going to be a toughie, okay? Are you ready?
I'm gonna try.
All right. Basecamp Networks, what do you guys do?
We are an innovative technology firm, in the simplest answer. We build solutions, both software for agriculture, and the core of our company is wireless network infrastructures. So we do Wi-Fi over cities, over farms, in enterprise buildings. We do a lot in agriculture.
How long have you been around?
9 years.
9 years. And what got you to where you are today? Talk about your background.
Formerly from the military, Marine Corps, I was an intelligence radio operator. That's kind of how I began my career in communications. But I was medically discharged in 2001, began working at Verizon Wireless up in headquarters in New Jersey as a network engineer, and was with them for about 15 years. But I just kind of, you know, the corporate, the large company, I had a lot of ideas, and it's kind of hard to move some of your own ideas in a large corporation. And so in 2007, I went out on my own, starting Basecamp Networks, did both for a while. And Basecamp Networks just started taking off and some of the things that we were doing. And so, you know, here I am today.
So, Craig, we're here in Alpharetta.
Yes.
With our studio here in Alpharetta. You've got a special connection to downtown Alpharetta with your networks. Talk about that.
I do. Basecamp Networks is kind of born and bred right here in Alpharetta. And it was the first city that we kind of put on the map with city Wi-Fi. So if you're in the downtown area by all the restaurants and the new city hall, that's all actually covered by one of our wireless networks. So you can walk from City Hall down past the restaurants, down, you know, Market Street to the end, and all that area, you're on one unified wireless network. So it covers for Food Truck Alley and a lot of the events, and the vendors like it because they get to get on it and use it for point of sale. So we kind of take a portion of the network, break it up for the vendors to have a secure, you know, for their like Square and those kinds of point of sale systems and stuff like that. So it sees about 40,000 to 50,000 unique visitors a month.
Wow. Craig Gansill with Basecamp Networks, our guest here on North Fulton Business Radio. Logistically, how do you do that? Do you have routers all over the place?
No, it's what's called a mesh network. So you kind of have one access point out there broadcasting Wi-Fi, and then other access points will grab onto that one if they don't have a direct connection to the internet, and will send its traffic, you know, through to what's called a donor access point. And it allows you to sort of relay the signal throughout the city. Now, you can only do that so many times before you see some latency and stuff like that. So every once in a while, you will drop another connection to an access point, but we mesh it throughout the city. And I know there's some plans and some ideas to expand it and take it as the city center grows and cover things like Wills Park and stuff like that. So that's kind of how it works without getting really technical about it.
Yeah, and I appreciate you not getting too technical, because
he would have lost both of us very quickly if he'd gotten too much deeper into that. But so you're the homegrown Alpharetta network, basically, and you cut your teeth in Alpharetta, and then you've really expanded with your capabilities really all around the world. Talk about that.
We have, working in agriculture and starting with kind of putting wireless, much like we do over a city, over a farm. If you think about a farm, it's essentially a factory without a roof, right? You'd be pretty hard pressed to go into a factory and not find a really good, dynamic, stable, reliable network. And so farming is no exception. And farming has more technology than most people realize. And with robotics and dairy, the machinery, you know, if you think about it, you've got Google and Apple and others working on self-driving cars. They should go talk to John Deere, because they've had self-driving tractors for probably 15 years, right? So we began working in agriculture with the wireless, but then it expanded to getting an invitation from one of our partners, Google. I was asked to go up to the Chelsea office in New York and get Google Glass, which I'm sure you guys have heard of, and there's been all the parodies and the crazy videos and the consumer stuff that's been going on, being spied on. Well, we kind of saw a business use in agriculture where, because you work with your hands. We started putting together an application for Google Glass. It allows you, essentially, I'm going to get technical, sorry. We built what's considered a heterogeneous machine learning algorithm that uses vision computing and image recognition to essentially diagnose pathogens on plants by simply snapping a picture of it. So what that means is, with Google Glass, or now on iOS as well, you can take a picture of a plant and it'll tell you what disease you're looking at, how much it's saturated in that disease, what you need to do to fix it, and immediately take what's called a field report and send it to one of the PhD scientists or agronomists within the value chain of, you know, your operation, whether it be somebody at like Syngenta or a Monsanto or a Pioneer or your agronomist locally. Farmers need to collect a lot of data off the farm. We are kind of in this situation of global food production, right? We need to grow more food in the next 30 years than we have in like the last 8,000 with less land. So it's a global problem. So it's taken me to places like France this past February, March. I was there for their big Salon d'Agriculture show. And I had the honor to meet the president of France, Francois Hollande, the prime minister of economic development and technology, Emmanuel Macron, and U.S. Ambassador Jane Hartley, all got to put on glass and check this out and sort of see what it's doing. It's led us to other areas where we're able to have an impact on global food production, such as Beirut, Lebanon, and Amman, Jordan, and even, you know, as far as New Zealand. And we haven't gone there yet, but we've got interest and stuff coming in from there and even Italy. It's been really cool to kind of see this thing around the world, as we all need to eat, right?
You know, the good news, Mike, is we go into podcasts, so we don't have to repeat what Craig just said about what he does, right? So we can listen to it again, right?
I am thoroughly impressed, and I'm going to listen back to this podcast several times to just write down some of the big words you used. You did impress me, by the way, Craig. And, you know, I'm thinking this is like Terminator, you know, Minority Report, futuristic stuff. Are there other companies out there, what you just talked about as far as the stuff with the ag and being able to look through the Google Glass, are other companies doing what your company is doing?
Not really. Not so much with Google Glass. There are other people doing things on mobile devices and even drones. We're seeing a lot doing hyperspectral color imagery, which is kind of saturating using a color recognition of crops from an aerial view, very popular in drones, to sort of see the level of green and nitrogen and phosphorus levels, you know, in plant crops of all kinds, row crops, corn, beans, wheat, and so on, from an aerial view. So they're kind of doing that level of image recognition, but no one's really doing it to this detailed level, being that it's a machine learning algorithm. So the more data, more imagery we feed this per crop, the smarter it's going to get. As you can imagine, there's thousands of crops and hundreds of thousands of diseases out there. So it's going to take a while. We've got some really big partners in this space that we're working with, some really great clients. And essentially, it's kind of like building a Watson for agriculture.
You know, John, you know, Craig talks about farmers these days. It's so, you know, the technology these days. You mentioned John Deere. You know, AGCO is based in Gwinnett County, yeah. and they make tractors. And we've had the CEO and president of AGCO on our shows in Gwinnett County. He goes, we're not in the tractor business. We're in the IT technology yeah. business.
Yeah, Robert Ratliff, actually one of the co-founders of AGCO. Now, he's been retired for several years. He's a good personal friend of mine. We have lunch quite often, and I love hearing his stories about essentially, just as you said, it starts with tractors, but it's really the technology behind all of it, right? What are we incorporating, as tractors have been around for so long, but what else are we incorporating into those tractors to allow to pull more data from the field, you know, to get a better yield for the farmers, which is going to give them a better crop and give them better cash flow, make them more successful.
Yeah. So Craig, let's bring it to the bottom line. I hate to do that necessarily, but we are a business show, right? And people sure. are people expect us to ask that question about what does this do for the yield for a typical piece of land? Okay, what does it do for the farmer that's utilizing your technology?
Sure, the accuracy that we've been able to achieve, as per what they have in the past, of around 72 to 75% accuracy on identifying pathogens. In some instances, in some cases, depending on crop variability, we're seeing a 95 to even this past weekend, 100% accuracy. So we're increasing some of these percentages by 20%+. It really depends on crops and location. You know, environment has a lot to do with growing. But when you look at, for example, corn, part of what IntelliScout, the name of the app, will do is it'll count all the kernels on an ear of corn in about 2 seconds using image recognition. So you can hold this ear of corn up in front of an iPhone or iPad or Google Glass and take a picture, turn it 180 degrees, take another picture, and in seconds you have results on how many kernels are on that ear of corn. Now today they still do that by literally standing in the field with a Sharpie and just counting all the kernels. It doesn't sound real hard, but try doing it sometimes when it's like 96 degrees outside. It's not that fantastic. So when you look at counting the kernels and predicting the yield, in corn will set your price per bushel. Price per bushel sets the commodities market. You know, you can see direct impact right there on what it means to farmers.
You're listening to the founder and CEO of Basecamp Networks, Craig Gansel, here on North Fulton Business Radio. It's amazing stuff, Craig, no doubt about it. You talked about, you know, wiring or basically providing wireless for an entire city. You talk about the agriculture. I mean, what's next? What's the next frontier? What can you not do?
Well, I always tell people we'd put Wi-Fi on the moon if somebody wanted to pay for it. But, you know, I think on the roadmap for Basecamp Networks is to continue in agriculture. There's a lot of detail and a lot still left to do there. We want to continue to expand in more cities. We want to be part of the Rural Broadband Initiative, even here in Georgia. I was down at the Capitol 2 weeks ago for the Broadband Study Committee. And it's how can we get levels of connectivity to every part of the world? You know, there's so many ideas out there about balloons and drones and all this kind of stuff. But the reality is, to get a stable, reliable connection, is we're going to have to do a lot of work. So I think that Basecamp Networks is going to just maintain that traction, trying to get the broadband out there, which will just sort of help push with the cities, continue in agriculture. We've got some plans, maybe 5 to 10 years, for some residential solutions, but down the road.
So, Craig, I have to ask, you've been around 9 years. It sounds like you're fully formed with all this technology that you've developed, but it's been quite a journey, right? So talk a little bit about the ups and downs, the pitfalls, the pivots, what you've had to go through.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's incredible experience to be an entrepreneur and start something like this. Everything from trying to raise capital, you know, the VC firms getting kind of beat up and kicked around in that market, to development, right? Software development, you know, working to achieve something and then crashing and kind of starting all over. The first 4 to 5 years, I literally spent perfecting the process development within a business. By far, our biggest expense every month is you know, salaries and benefits, okay? We can run the business otherwise for less than like $4,000 a month. We are completely streamlined. We don't own any infrastructure. Everything is in the cloud. Everybody at Basecamp needs like a MacBook and a phone. That's it. And so it's streamlined our operations to maximize the efficiency of how we work with our clients. And it took many years to get through that. I mean, some of our employees will tell you, we changed CRM tools in a year like underwear. I mean, they were just, oh, now we're doing this one. Now we're trying this one. It was trying to find out which one would fit, right? And which one would work best for how we operated. And my military background really brings something to the entrepreneur table of working at operating at a level higher than a lot of other people. We consider our clients and what they do mission critical. Farming, food is important. I mean, this is something we can't mess up, right? So the way we operate is going to directly impact their results and when they use our products and services. And so for many years, it's just been, man, it's been rough. You know, it's hard. The peaks and valleys of starting a business and entrepreneurship and the economic state that we've been in here in the country in the past couple of years since 2008. Everybody knows what went on back then till now. We survived through that. We started in 07 and, you know, a year later, I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh, the whole thing's falling out from underneath me. And am I going to make it through this? But, you know, you continue to drive forward. And one of the biggest and best things that has helped with that has been relationships. And I think Alpharetta is just phenomenal at that, right? The Alpharetta Technology Commission, all the tech companies here in Alpharetta, the different networking events, it's been incredible. And I've been out to Silicon Valley and it's great. But I think we need to stop looking that it's all out there. It's right here. There's a lot going on right here, you know? And so, and yeah, we have Georgia Tech and others in Atlanta, but we've got it going on here in Alpharetta too. And I think that's true in a lot of different states. And I think that that's been part of the key is the relationships and the people that we have right here. You know, there's a couple ag tech startups right here in Georgia that most people don't know about. And people don't think of, you know, farming technology coming from places like Alpharetta, Georgia. But it's been rough, John. You know, the raising the funding and keeping things going. But you drive forward, and I think that's the key.
You talk about all the great things in Alpharetta, though, that people don't know about. That's why Business Radio X, we decided to come here to Alpharetta to get the word out about the great businesses like the three we have here in the studio that doing great work that a lot of folks don't even know about. Craig, for those that would like to find out more about your company, just an interesting story, Basecamp Networks, where can they find more information about you guys?
Yeah, basecampnetworks.com. To look more about the application in agriculture, you can go to intelliscout.io. And info@basecampnetworks.com will bring an email in that'll spread around the company and, you know, it'll get picked up and somebody will reach out to you.
Absolutely. And we'll have to have Craig come back too. It's just interesting stuff.
Yeah, for great story.
Thank you. All right, Craig, thank you again very much.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right, before we go on to Joanne, John, you've got some business to take care of.
I want to talk about Roswell Infinity, Mike.
Well, then go ahead and do it.
Right. So Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
I saw Casey Frames, their general manager, not that long ago. In fact, at your Alpharetta Business Association Business Expo.
Right.
Asked her how things were going at the dealership. She said they can't keep cars on the lot. They're having one of their best years ever.
That's good news.
I'd like to think that part of it's because
I would like to think that
Business
right?
Radio X is here helping spread the word.
Yeah, spreading the good word about what they've got going over there.
That's right. So they're good folks over there.
They are.
Next up here on the program from the Center for Energy Healing, we have the owner, Joanne Newell. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
Tell us all about the Center for Energy Healing and what you do.
Well, we use holistic healing techniques to help people relieve pain, reduce stress, improve sleep. So we use things like Reiki, energy healing, meditation, hypnotherapy.
Explain holistic for people that don't quite understand what that means.
Holistic is basically not mainstream, not allopathic. I don't want to say not traditional because traditional actually is Eastern in the Eastern hemisphere, right? So acupuncture is traditional over in the other hemisphere of the world. So, but it's not allopathic.
But you're not giving a prescription, a drug prescription to everybody who goes, I got an ache here. Here's a prescription for that.
Right. We're going for the underlying root causes, not the symptoms.
Joanne, we've got very calm, level-headed business owners that are our listeners, right? They never have any stress, right? So not so, in fact, Craig's talked about 9 years of stress, right? So tell us about some of the strategies that you recommend for business owners and entrepreneurs to relieve their stress.
Yeah, well, meditation is big right now. I mean, if you look at the articles that are coming out, what are the top strategies that self-made billionaires use to be successful? Top of the list is meditation. I mean, it really does a lot. And there's a lot of scientific data that shows what exactly it does. So it helps to balance out the left and right hemispheres of the brain. It helps not only to help you feel physically better and help the physiological functions of the body so that you miss less days of work being sick, but it also helps you to shift your perspective. It helps to open up insight, inner wisdom, your creativity. It helps you to be more stoic. And I mean, we're all entrepreneurs are going to experience levels of failure and setback and, you know, even enemies and attacks and things of that sort. So it helps you to glide through those with your feet on the ground rather than to be overwhelmed by emotion and not be able to think clearly.
A lot of times when it comes to stress, you know, John stresses out once in a while. I just say, get over it. But stress is a real problem. I mean the amount of money spent every year in healthcare, I would think that business leaders maybe are taking a more closer look now at stress and things like what you offer.
Yeah, I mean, even the American Medical Association states that 85% of all illnesses have an underlying stress component to it. And even the CDC, which is super conservative, says that it's 80% that has an emotional underlying component to illnesses, diseases, and physical pain.
What other techniques do you use besides meditation in your practice?
Meditation is a nice process to use kind of over long term. If you want to get to things more quickly, more effectively, more efficiently, oftentimes hypnotherapy is a great way to go. And the reason being is simply because you're going right to the mindset. So much, I mean, right, our thoughts are emotion, our thoughts are energy, our emotions are energy. So wherever our thoughts are going, wherever we're placing our mental focus, that's where our behaviors are going to go. That's where our emotions are going to go. So when you can go in and shift those perspectives, then you go through life in a much different way. And so meditation is good for kind of maintenance.
So you, Joanne, you were in a very low stress environment for a long time, right? In the media world, right? So that must have been some inspiration for you to start this business, I would imagine.
Yes, I was in the corporate world on the television side for 15 years and, you know, very lucrative career at Turner Broadcasting, super, super high stress, you know, working crazy hours. My marriage was falling apart. I didn't even see my kids and I was suffering physically. So I was having chronic sinus infections and chronic migraine headaches. And, you know, my world was pretty much falling apart and there because traditional allopathic medicine was not working for me. You know, antibiotics weren't working for me and marriage counseling wasn't working. There was nothing that was working. And so I turned to these holistic techniques myself and it just completely changed my entire life to the point that I'm like, why aren't we doing this here? And so I left the corporate world in order to be a voice for this.
I feel your pain. I worked at Turner as well and TV as well. So I feel that pain as well. What do you do now when you're, you know, when you feel a little stress? So what do you do to relieve that?
I do the exact same things I tell my clients to do and the tools and techniques I teach them. So I meditate. I do self-hypnosis every single day to get those positive affirmations ingrained into my inner core, into my inner being. You know, I think it's really important to surround yourself with people that you love and that you want to be around and people that are supportive because energy is infectious, right? So when you're around negative people, you're going to feel negative. When you're around people that are positive, you're going to feel positive and lifted. And that fuels you and keeps you going. And so I also take time for myself and do the things that I love to do and enjoy. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for every single day. I'm grateful for all the things around me because there is more to life than just business. Even though we kind of keep those blinders on a lot of the time, like I must succeed. I must do this. I'm putting all my time and my investment into this, but we can't neglect the other parts of our life.
So you don't just talk the talk, you walk the walk.
Absolutely.
And I'm feeling the positive energy here in the studio.
I am too. I think our listeners are too.
Right, absolutely. You're just so happy to be here at Business Radio X, right?
I love you guys.
Play along. Oh,
wasn't that great?
That was a first.
That was, yeah.
Our guests tell us they loved us.
That was great. So talk a little bit though about anybody that's listening to you talk and that something's hit them and they want to get in touch with you, what happens? Okay, what I call you up and say, Joanne, I'm stressed out, so I need to come see you. What do you do?
So we do, yep. So we do a free consultation to see exactly what your needs are, what your goals are. Perhaps I might recommend a one-on-one private session or a group of sessions or even just group classes. So it might be meditation. It might be some of the other modalities that I've talked about. I mean, that's the great thing about the Center for Energy Healing is that there is no one size fits all modality. There's not one thing that works for every single person all of the time. So by us offering all these different tools and techniques, we are going to help you feel better, guaranteed.
You talk about meditation, Joanne. Let's say I'm stressed out or somebody's stressed out. We'll go back to John. Say John's stressed out. Without giving away all the secrets, what should you do? Should you just sit back, you know, just relax? Well, you tell people to relax, but you know, how do you relax? Just tell them to breathe in, breathe out. What are maybe some little secrets you can share?
You can. I mean, a lot of people will use breathing exercises or will just say calm your mind. I personally find that totally unrealistic to just, I mean, our conscious mind goes all day long. We give it so much power. We give it so much control. It gets things done. And then to all of a sudden say, all right, sit down and don't think about anything. That just doesn't work. And so the types of meditations that we use that you can also find online. We use a lot of sound meditations. We'll do crystal bowls or drums because that gives the mind something to focus on, something to do. So I would recommend, you know, going and finding something just even online, whether it's a guided meditation so that there's a voice that's guiding you through the process or a sound, something that the mind can actually focus on.
Are you finding any pushback from maybe some old-fashioned people that don't really buy into the holistic approach, or is it becoming more acceptable these days?
Well, people are coming to me when they've tried everything else. So they may come in uncertain, unsure, but pretty desperate and hopeful. And so I don't attract people that say, I don't believe in this. I don't want to do this. I mean, and that's, I totally respect and honor people that have that opinion. But the people that come to me are, you know what? I'm really curious. Tell me more about this.
That's a good point. I guess if they don't believe in it, they're not going to be seeking you out.
Right. That's right. But we are reading so much in the media about the subject of meditation and how much that benefits us in so many ways, right? And whether we're in our business environment or personally or what have you. But one of the things I wish you'd talk about is you've done some great things in some of the schools. Talk a little bit about some of your success stories there.
So I do teach meditative and relaxation techniques at Roswell High School. I've been working specifically lately with the at-risk kids. And so they don't have any outlets to relieve their stress. And so I come in and we will do meditations together. We will talk about techniques. And they have had some really altering experiences within those contexts. And they actually have the choice whether they want to come and participate in these meditations or go to the cafeteria and eat, talking about food. And they choose to come to meditate. And it's just been wonderful. And so we're in talks about getting in with a tag program, perhaps working with the football team as well to help them visualize their success.
It's a good school, Roswell High School.
Absolutely.
Not as good as Milton High School. Not quite as good as Milton High School, but it's a good school.
You're getting into deep water there, Mike.
Can't help it. I've got to be loyal to my alma mater. Joanne, for those that would like to find out more, maybe look into using you or having that free consultation, using your services, how can they find out more? Your website, any contact information you'd like to share?
Yeah, my website is www.cfeh.org. So Center for Energy Healing, cfeh.org. Or you can call me at 678-744-3257 or send me an email at Joanne, Joanne, at cfeh.org.
Great. Joanne, thank you for coming by. Great to meet
you.
Thank you. We'll have to talk about our days at Turner at some point. Before we get to our next guest, I want to tell you about North Point Executive Suites, where we're doing our show right now here at the Roswell Infinity Studio. North Point Executive Suites provides office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. With flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none. Visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta, also in Duluth, or see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, they position you for success. Our third guest here on North Fulton Business Radio from the Krieger Health Solutions. I still had Joanne's sheet on top there. I had to move it. Dr. Charles Krieger. Dr. Krieger, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me here.
All right, Krieger Health Solutions, tell us all about your practice.
Well, I'm a doctor of chiropractic, and I focus on family health care, family chiropractic, and functional nutrition. I'm a second-generation doctor of chiropractic. My father got into chiropractic after leaving the Korean conflict and had some health issues that would not resolve with traditional or allopathic medicine. His brother-in-law had just graduated chiropractic school, and my father received chiropractic adjustments. His unresolved healthcare situations went away, and he dropped a lucrative career in electronics and went to chiropractic school.
Much like with Joanne and her business, I'm aware of a lot of people that will try things and they just don't work, and then they kind of go to a chiropractor as a last resort as well. Do you find that?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the, I was at a seminar a long time ago, and actually it was a holistic medical doctor who said, when people ask him, what kind of doctor was he? He said, I'm a resort doctor. They said, well, what resort do you work at? The last resort.
Oh, I like that. That's nice.
That's pretty good.
And that's what, you know, doctors of chiropractic and our colleagues were, the last resort. And as the last guest said, also, we don't get people, oh, I don't believe in this. Well, then why are you in my office? You know, it's, they're not going to do that. People come in because they want what we have.
And it's not like, but the I guess the old, you know, thinking of chiropractor, you know, you're just cracking backs and things like that. It's so different. If people were to come in your office, they would see that. Talk about what the experience is like to go see a doctor like yourself.
Well, and that's a great point. That chiropractic over the last so many decades has been kind of pigeonholed into this back pain, neck pain, little box. That's largely because of insurance. Insurance will only pay chiropractic to do those things. The focus of chiropractic is on overall body health care. So when people come in to see me, we're looking at them as a whole person, right? Chiropractic is not aimed at someone's back or someone's neck. We happen to focus on the spine because that's where your central nervous system is located. And chiropractic is based on the fact that every aspect of your function is controlled and coordinated by your central nervous system. Those communication pathways lie within the spine. If the bones in the spine are misaligned for whatever reason, you will have a loss of optimization of that communication, as the first guest would talk about, kind of an IT system problem. The goal of chiropractic is to locate and correct these misalignments in the spine. We call them subluxations, means less than a dislocation. So a vertebra, a bone of the spine, is out of alignment. That is interfering with that communication pathway, brain-body, body-brain. And now you'll have a distortion of function, or what we call dysfunction, in the body. The common solution to that in allopathic healthcare is what? What do most people turn to when they have any kind of symptom?
Drugs, prescriptions?
Yeah. You're going to get medication. And there's nothing wrong with that as a short-term solution to a crisis. There's a big problem when that is called healthcare, because it's not really healthcare. No one gets healthy taking drugs, not that I've ever seen. Yes, it will help you through a crisis. You know, God forbid you have bacterial pneumonia, you want those antibiotics. But if you have a digestive dysfunction and you're taking Nexium every day for 10 or 15 years, that's not okay. If your kid has ear infections every 6 or 8 weeks, and the only solution that you're getting is to have that child on amoxicillin, that's not a solution. That's not changing why the child has that healthcare issue or why the other person has a digestive dysfunction.
Yeah, it's a Band-Aid.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. So you've talked about a lot of different issues but that involve pain, but people can have problems that don't involve pain, right? So talk about how you address those kind of issues.
Yes, and that's a great point. The one profession that seems to have cracked that barrier is dentistry. Dentists over the last 3 or 4 decades have devoted their energies into having the American public understand that with or without pain, you're supposed to see the dentist how often? twice a year. What are you supposed to do every day? Brush and floss. You go to the dentist without pain, and the dentist will do what to determine the state of your teeth?
An exam. What?
Right.
And usually accompanying that, if you've never seen that dentist before, you're going to get x-rays.
Right.
Right. Because, and look, any dentist worth his salt, after being in practice for 5 or 10 years, he opens your mouth and looks inside. He probably knows within a 95% certainty what your dental status is, but he's still going to take x-rays because he wants that certainty. In chiropractic, we want to use x-rays to determine the state of somebody's spine. And then in my office, I use digital technology. I use digital x-rays also. We use digital technology to ascertain the function of someone's central nervous system. So we're looking at muscle tone, we're looking at autonomic function, and we're looking at whether the person is in a fight-flight position central nervous system-wise or a rest and digest. I don't know if that answered your question.
No, that's a good answer, because I think most people associate, I'm in pain, I need to go to the chiropractor.
Right.
So it's really not about being in pain.
No. Pain is a very poor barometer of function. And the number one cause of death, preventable death, in America is what? Heart disease. You know what the number one symptom of heart disease is? A heart attack. So waiting
for... It's a little late then.
Yeah. Yes. And more often than not, it's a fatal heart attack. And we've probably all heard this story, this scenario. Did you hear about Bob? Bob was so healthy. Went to the gym, yeah. Took his cholesterol medication, took his baby aspirin, dropped dead from a heart attack. Okay, you got a problem with English language there, because healthy people don't drop dead from heart attacks. What he was asymptomatic. He had no symptoms. And we've also all had the experience of going to the dentist, having the dentist do his x-rays, and sorry, you got a cavity, got to be filled. Now, what would you think of your dentist if you said, doesn't hurt. Wait for it to get impacted, then come back and see me. You know, you'd be saying, I think I need to find a new dentist.
Right.
So in chiropractic, the exam findings that we have are not determining whether or not you hurt. You know whether or not you hurt. They're determining how you function. And then what do we need to do to optimize that function? It's always going to be chiropractic care. And for a lot of my patients, it's also going to be functional nutrition. What do you need to do or not do that you're doing to optimize your health or your kid's health?
Yeah. So talk a little bit more about the nutrition piece of it, because I've heard you relate this to a car and the maintenance you
put. Is this better than the analogy with a dentist, which I love, by the way? He's going to now do it in
I'm not sure that,
comparison
that,
to a car.
Yeah. That dental analogy was pretty good.
That was good.
Yeah. But you talk about how people spend more time maintaining their car than sometimes themselves and put more effort into that. But and one of the things you relate to is nutrition. So talk a little bit about your views on that.
Well, one of my favorite speakers, Zig Ziglar, is actually the one I got that from. And he said, why would you pay more attention to a $30,000 car than your $1 billion body? You can get a new car whenever you want. I mean, all things being equal. But you're stuck inside the frame you have. Another way to look at that is if you're driving down the road and the engine light comes on and you pull into the mechanic station, you're not going to tell the mechanic, you know, this light came on. It's really annoying. Can you turn it off? That's what medication is. And likewise, you're going to probably want to find a new mechanic. If he says, I got just the thing. I have this little sticker. It fits right over the light. You don't have to look at it anymore. So in nutrition, the nutritional aspect is we're going to look to see what's going on with that person. Why are they not functioning the way they should from what we call a metabolic viewpoint. Some stuff is very easy. You know, some stuff it's very basic, like, are you drinking enough water? Most people don't, because most people don't know how much water they're supposed to drink. Are you eating what your body wants? Are you, again, going into the traditional in air quotes, the allopathic models that we're still stuck with, where we all went to school sitting in the classroom and looking at that pyramid of foods we were supposed to eat. Remember that? And the biggest portion was supposed to be what? Grains, rice, wheat, blah, 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 followed by whatever else. And then all the way at the top, if they thought about it, was fats. And we've learned that that's almost opposite of how we're supposed to function. And so a lot of our time in our office is spent with trying to educate people as to what really works, what makes you better, what's going to help your kid with ADHD or ear infections, and what's going to help you. But again, at the core of everything is getting chiropractic adjustments to optimize nervous system function.
So, Mike, we're doing our part to follow Dr. Krieger's advice. We're giving all our guests the soon-to-be famous bottles of water here on Business Radio X, right?
That's right. You can never drink enough water.
You can never drink enough water. So, we'll talk a little bit about the, you know, we do have business owners as our listeners. Talk a little bit about what you do to help businesses in their everyday.
Well, what's the major, I don't know about the major, but certainly a major loss of income for businesses is lost work time from the employees. One of the number one causes of that lost work time is something as simple as back pain. We've all heard the new expression, sitting is the new smoking. That's the new thing. Sitting is the new smoking. It's an interesting thing. We didn't have that much loss of work 50, 60, 100 years ago because we didn't sit down. Most of us had our living standing up and doing something active. But now we sit for breakfast, sit in our car, sit at our job, sit back in our car, sit to have dinner, sit on the couch, and go to bed. So a lot of what I do for business is to ascertain what's going on. As far as where are you losing your employees' productivity? Is it because they're not able to get to work? Is it because they have to get up and move around? Is it because they have to take a couple of acetaminophen or Advil or something to get through their workday? So the most important thing is for a business to tell me, this is what we need and want. Now, some of that lost work time or loss of income may be in prescription medications, whether it's cholesterol drugs or sugar handling drugs or pain medications. But we're looking at biomechanics. What is the person doing at their job? Are they sitting properly? I've actually had people tell me that their computer screen is on their left and the keyboard is straight ahead of them, and they're twisting to one side. And it's like, that, you're not supposed to do that. But no one ever told them otherwise. And now we also see, and I'm very happy about it, on television, you see these advertisements for these Verti desks that go up and down.
Yeah.
It's an amazingly great idea. It's a really good, because you're losing about half of the pressure on your lower back discs when you stand up.
Sorry, your listeners, for the shuffling in the background as Mike and I sit up straight in our chairs.
Yeah, I know.
That, right?
Absolutely. I'll tell you, between Joanne and Dr. Krieger, I mean, we should have a healthier audience if they just listen to some of these folks are saying.
No question.
Dr. Charles Krieger with Krieger Health Solutions. Great communicator, by the way. And I love the way you explain things, because it's like, I get it. The whole car analogy and the
great
dentist
metaphors.
Analogy. Very good metaphors.
Yeah.
For those that would like to find out more about your practice and maybe look into your services, where can they get more information?
My website is KriegerHealthSolutions.com, and my phone number, I have to look at it because I just moved here, is 770-993-4425. So you can either look at my website, some videos of me. Don't make fun of them. I'm John, look as good as I can, or you can leave a message on my machine.
You look great on radio, by the way.
Yeah.
Like Joanne, do you do free consultations, the first one? Or?
Sure. People can come in and speak to me for free, and then we'll figure out what's their best direction. What do they want to do?
Absolutely. Dr. Krieger, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Really good stuff. So as we get ready to wrap up the show here at the Roswell Infinity Studio, I look at the wall, I see the Roswell Infinity logo all over, and I want to thank Apex Signs and Graphics and the great folks there for the work they do, because they do great wall murals like we have here in the studio as our guests get to kind of stare right at it. You're going to be thinking Roswell Infinity for the rest of the day because you've been looking at the logo all day, but they do this and they do a lot of other work, don't they, John?
They do some great work. They do vehicle wraps and all sorts of signage all around Alpharetta and the North Fulton area. So, call Dave Coulter and his team. They do a great job.
Apex Signs and Graphics. We appreciate their support here at Business Radio X. And a big thank you to our guest, Dr. Charles Krieger with Krieger Health Solutions, Craig Gansel with Basecamp Networks, and Joanne Newell with Center for Energy Healing. And we'll have three more great guests next week as well.
We will. I look forward to it, Mike.
Of course, you can listen to this show or any of our shows here on North Point Business Radio X by going to northpointbusinessradiox.com. We ask you to follow us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And
mean North Fulton, don't you?
What did I end up saying this time?
North Point. At least you're in the right county.
Well, yeah, that's good. We're North Point Executive Suites.
Yeah, there you go.
North Fulton, BusinessRadioX.com. or our, I think our Twitter is North Fulton BRX.
That's right. That's okay.
I got that right.
You got that right.
Why don't I end the show before I make any more mistakes?
You're all good.
John, appreciate you very much. For
appreciate
you. Our producer, Trey Oda, my Mike Salmond, and for all our guests, we'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.